Dario Franchitti, the winner of the Indy 500. He was one of 10 drivers to lead the incident-packed race, which featured a record 35 lead changes. And his New Zealand teammate Scott Dixon came in second. Brazil's Tony Kanaan, the third place finisher. To help us recap this race, we bring in WTOP sports reporter Alex Cadona, who also previewed this for us today. Those were a couple of guys you told us to watch for, although it's pretty obvious to watch for Dario Franchitti, Tony Kanaan, but still give you credit for that. What did you think of the race with all the lead changes? I mean, for race fans, this has to go down as a pretty exciting Indy 500, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Second straight year in a row at the Indy 500, a crash on the last lap. Takuma Sato tried to pass Dario Franchitti for the lead on the last lap, going into turn number one, ended up wrecking, and Dario was able to win the race. Marco Andretti had a really good car. The heat was so bad, he had complained in the race that his shoe was molding and melting into the gas pedal.
Wow.
So the two were actually sort of becoming one. I guess that's kind of nice when you're driving a race car that sort of, you know, you don't have to take your foot off the gas.
Right.
There.
Not so good if you're parking at the grocery store, but for a track, you know, at Indy, that might not actually be so bad.
Right. Exactly. And for Dario, he's won two out of the last three Indy 500. So he struggled earlier this year. He's had a rough time sort of finding his groove on the series, but obviously, you know, winning the Indy 500 two times in the last 3 years is what an achievement for him.
Obviously a huge moment for Dario Franchitti, but was all of the celebration kind of overshadowed by Dan Weldon, last year's winner, who died at the end of last year's racing season in an Indy race?
You know, they actually had a tribute to Dan Weldon on certain laps that coincided with the number of his cars when he did win his two Indy 500s. They also passed out white sunglasses to fans in the stands to wear on those number corresponding laps. Dario Franchitti wore white sunglasses after the race in a tribute to Dan Weldon. White sunglasses were sort of Weldon's trademark style.
That is really neat. And Dan Weldon, the genesis, the spark for the DW12 chassis that they were using today, if people were watching and hadn't watched Indy cars in a while, they'd notice that the cars were different. Did you hear people talking about that during the race? What were the thoughts on the new car? What was the reaction? Obviously, supposedly more safe, which is great that we didn't get to see what its capabilities were as a safety vehicle.
Yeah, well, there was actually one particular crash in which some of the newer safety features on the car you actually could see, and both drivers walked away fine from it. It involved Will Power and Mike Conway, but it was a pretty good wreck, but both drivers were able to come away fine. And really, that's the important thing in racing, is that wrecks are going to happen, but the most important thing is you want both drivers to walk away from the crash.
WTOP sports reporter Alex Cadona.